let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. L.M. Haynes is an acclaimed and prolific author, gifted illustrator. Larry is back with us on This Week in America to share the newest books, The Magic Christmas Tree and Legacies. The Magical Christmas Tree has been called a must-have book for all growing families of faith, love, and hope. A quintessential Christmas story, beautifully illustrated with full-page drawings, capturing the storyboard tale of the Scott family as they start and run a Christmas tree farm in Vermont. In Legacies, L.M. Haynes has created a children's book with deep moral fabric, which makes readers ponder the topic of what will be left to others after one dies. Larry Haynes is a licensed land surveyor whose hobbies include music, sports, and illustrations. His interest in illustrating and wanting to influence the lives of young people in a faith-filled way led to the creation of a series of children's religious books. The father of three daughters, an active member of St. Edward the Confessor Church in Syosset, New York, where he resides with his wife, Amy. L.M. Haynes, author and illustrator of The Magical Christmas Tree and Legacies, back with us on This Week in America. Larry, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us once again.
Thank you, Rick. It's a pleasure to be back with you and to be speaking with you about my two new books.
Well, you keep writing new books and we get to talk more, so this is good. Just keep it up with the writing and the illustrating so we can amp you back to
it. I'm looking forward to speaking to you again someday soon.
It is always fun to do this. I gave you just a little bit of the background. Give us some information on you and how you were raised, because this really set the tone for what you attempt to do, the themes, that the topics you bring up in these children's books. What was it at an early age that shaped you?
Well, I had a great family life. I grew up in a part of Queens, New York, known as Flushing. I had a great mom and dad, loving mom and dad, a loving older sister, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, all a very positive influence on my life. I went to a parochial school in Queens, St. Anne's, and onward to Archbishop Molloy High School and St. John's University. So it was just a combination of the people that I was exposed to and, the good sisters and brothers that I was exposed to. And, my mom saw to it that I was, that I had my faith instilled in me and my dad.
You know, it's interesting, the influences, and you mentioned mom and dad, others in the family that influenced you, and maybe some of the teachers you had along the way that gave you this foundation in the Catholic faith.
I had a number of, it was my mom and dad and my grandparents. I had aunts and uncles. I had a number of uncles and aunts that were part of the greatest generation that had come through the Depression and World War II. And I just was able to view them as examples of just a great, great, great people, people of perseverance, people of patriotism, people with a love of this country. And they just set an example for how I would have liked to live my life. And also, there were a number of teachers, a number of nuns at St. Anne's and a couple of brothers at Archbishop Molloy High School that had a very, profound influence. They were good people setting good example.
Our guest back on This Week in America is Larry Haynes. It's H-A-Y-N-E-S, L-M Haynes. You'll find the books at the usual places, including Larry's website, which is lmhaynesbooks.com. Amazon, the others as well. I'll give you this information throughout the program so you can go to Larry's website and look at all of the books there. We've talked about The Christmas Time Travelers, The Littlest Patriots, The Vanishing Doorknob on a past program, talking about today The Magical Christmas Tree and Legacies. Your education is interesting. You went through the Catholic grade school, you went to high school, and you mentioned St. John's. You continued that at a Catholic college. What did you study there? Did you think that you'd be a published writer at any point?
No, even though my dad purchased the land surveying business, our family business, back in 1970, and it was something I just became part of my life. I loved the work. I loved working outdoors. I loved the creative part of it. So it was something that I did all through high school. And when it came time to college, my dad wanted me to kind of branch out a little bit. So I went to St. John's and I got my 4-year degree in accounting. Believe it or not. After St. John's, my dad also pushed me to try something different other than surveying. So I became a junior accountant at a company, very, you know, well-known company, Doubleday & Company, which was here in Garden City on Long Island. Yes. I tried that for about a year and a half, made a lot of wonderful friends that I still have, but I just didn't care for the accounting. And I went back to work with my dad. Illustrating was always a part of my life. I loved to draw even as a child. I started, when I was in my early 20s, I was married, and my wife Amy and I began our family. And, you know, those things kind of get put on the back burner. And then, so about 4 or 5 years ago, I just got the notion of our daughters were grown and pretty much out of the house, although sometimes they come and go. I just started drawing again. We had gotten some dogs over the years. I started drawing them, and I started enjoying it again. And then just the idea that came to start telling some short stories with the books, stories that had some lessons for children and even some lessons for parents and lessons for myself. So it's just something that evolved. And no, I had never had any formal, other than my English classes in school, I had never had any training in writing.
You know, it's interesting because I called them children's books, and you said something there that's so important. These are stories that can be shared as a young child is reading to the parent to the child. They can read, they can talk about it. A parent can pick up the book and talk about it. For example, the Magical Christmas Tree, and we'll talk about that in a second specifically, but the lesson there is not just for Christmas. It's a life lesson. The same with, of course, legacies. Why did you decide that it was so important to start writing children's books? What is it about that age that you felt, I really want to talk about these themes to that crowd?
Because I just think it's an important time in a child's life, especially nowadays with all the negative influences that are out there, even with television and the internet, and there's so many bad parts of our culture that can influence a child. And I think when a positive message comes either through a book like this that's being read to them by a parent, even in that age group of 6 to 8 or 10 years old, I think those are values that do last and that you do remember as you go on in life.
Let's talk specifically about the Magical Christmas Tree. What are some of the themes that you talk about in the book? I gave a very brief background of what it was about. Just tell us the story very briefly and some of the themes that you talk about that are important, again, not only at Christmas time, but all year long, and not just for young people, but for all of us.
Well, it's basically a story about faith and prayer. And that miracles can be worked by faith and prayer. But it's also a story of a man who had this lifelong dream to own a Christmas tree farm. And his love of Christmas is what spurred him on to try and accomplish that. And he was able to do that. And it's also a story of another family who has a little girl who became ill just before Christmas time 1 year. And it was a story of this magical Christmas tree that had been growing on this tree farm for many years. And the owner, Mr. Everett Scott, had no idea what to do with it. But when news came to his family about the need of this family for prayer and for faith, he decided to deliver the tree to this family, and believing that it had finally found its place. And he delivered it to the little girl, and, you know, her faith and her mom's prayer, healed her, and she shared many a Christmas together with her family.
You know, as you read the story, it could almost be a true story. Was this based on anything that you had read, or did you totally come up with this concept?
This book, not in particular. I was sitting at Christmas Mass about a year and a half ago, and our church is always beautifully decorated with Christmas trees. And I was sitting there with my wife and my daughters, and just this idea, I was looking at these trees, and they were so well lit and beautiful. And I said, boy, what would happen if, just came to me, if, you know, we could have a story about just a magical Christmas tree that had some healing powers in it. And that's where that story came from.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And I think the influence of everything that's going on with, you know, with so much illness and the virus, as prevalent as it is, it just brought everything together for me.
Yeah, it's sort of a perfect time for all of your books. They're books that really are reflective. They deal in themes that we all need to give some thought to and to practice in our daily lives. The Magical Christmas Tree. Talk about legacies here in a second. Both these books are two of five books written by L.M. Haynes, our guest on the program. That's H-A-Y-N-E-S. His website is lmhaynesbooks.com. You'll find the books, of course, at Amazon, all of the books that he's written on Amazon's site as well as his own site. And you can link out by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about legacies. This has a book with a deep moral fabric. This is really an important book. Talk about where this idea came from for legacies.
Well, there's five short stories in Legacies that have a little moral fiber behind each of them. And actually, they are events that have happened to me during my life, or events that have influenced these individual stories. The stories of the first story, called Letters of Love. My wife and I were sitting listening to one of our parish priests speak a number of years ago, and he came up with the idea, and he told all of us about it, giving us a good idea. He said, go home and write a letter to each of your children. And in that letter, express to them all your ideals, express your love for them, express what they mean to you, what their lives have meant to you. And that always stuck with me. And he considered it a part of our legacy, what we leave behind. Of course, the traditions of Christmas are just traditions that every Christian family experiences once a year, all the wonderful and joyous traditions of Christmas that last forever and that we're able to pass on to our children and grandchildren. And the fact that about 15 years ago, we started bringing dogs and cats into our home and seeing the unconditional love that they are capable of influenced, you know, that particular story. And the Why Me is a story that was inspired by a young boy in our parish who passed back in 1992 from a very rare form of cancer. And you know, we've known his family now for a number of years. And this story is inspired by him and his courage and everything that this story reflects about that little boy is what this little boy, Brian Murphy, was about. And the final story, of course, is the greatest legacy of all. And, you know, it's the basis of my faith, the basis of all Christian faith, and the greatest legacy that's ever been left to us.
The book is Legacies, a winner of the Pacific Book Review 5-Star Award, and very deserving of that. It's by L.M. Haynes, our guest on the program, along with the other new book that he's written called The Magical Christmas Tree. Boy, time is going by so quickly. You've mentioned this several times, and I want to go back to that faith community that you have at St. Edward the Confessor Church. Talk about that, how important that is in your life shapes who you are and who you are not only as a person, a businessman, but an author as well. Talk about that faith community and the role it has in who you are.
St. Edward's has been the center of our faith for my faith for and my wife for about 42 years now. My wife was born and raised in Syosset. I was born and raised in Queens and moved out here as when I was about 18 or 19 years old as a freshman at St. John's. And it's just always been a positive place. The pastors, the people, it evolves around meeting the older parishioners in this parish who are unfortunately passing away now, but they were, again, part of that greatest generation. They were the founders of the parish back in the 1950s. Just to observe people like that and their commitment and their dedication is very inspiring. And it's something that I aspire to, that Amy aspires to, and that we have tried to pass on to our three daughters.
What has this second career been like for you, being the writer, having these books out there and touching families? You read the reviews, people get in contact with you, friends, family, read books, and you get that feedback. And feedback, the book is read by people, the books have been read by people all over the world you probably will never even meet. What's that been like for you, the second career, and knowing that you're taking themes that are very important to families and getting them into families for discussion?
It fills me with a great sense of gratitude to be able to take the talent that I've always had, even as a child, and to now at this point in my life, I'm 61 years old. To be able to just put some stories down into words that people are enjoying and to use my ability to illustrate and just to tell a story. It's very gratifying. It's actually something that I hope to do now for, the remainder of my life.
Well, and we hope that you continue that. What are you working on now? I'm sure your mind is going and you have other books that you're working on. What are you working on now?
Well, I actually have a sixth book entitled The Christmas Time Travelers 2, which is a sequel to my first book, The Christmas Time Travelers.
Yes.
That is scheduled to be published by Elk Press sometime over the next 2 or 3 months. And in the process of writing another children's book called The Runaway Clock, but that probably won't be ready for publication until the end of this year.
Well, we look forward to talking about this.
I'm having a great time.
It sounds like it. I love the passion that you have for doing this and sharing these messages and messages that you are focused towards young people that really need to hear some of the values that that you're talking about now. L.M. Haynes, our guest on the program, H-A-Y-N-E-S, his website, lmhaynesbooks.com, Amazon, the usual places for the books as well. The two books we're talking about on the program today, The Magical Christmas Tree and Legacies, other books written by Larry, The Christmas Time Travelers, The Littlest Patriots, and The Vanishing Doorknob, written and illustrated by L.M. Haynes. If you go to our website, you'll find in the archives there the audio the program we did before, video on YouTube. You Google it, you'll find all of those as he talks about those other books as well. Larry, time always goes by so quickly. It is always a pleasure to have you on the program. This is a real gift you have in writing and illustrating and what you've been able to do in getting this message out there. Always a pleasure. Thank you for being back with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. I really appreciate this opportunity again, and I hope that you and your family continue to stay well, and I hope to speak to you again soon.
Would love to do that. L.M. Haynes, his website, lmhaynesbooks.com, books all available at Amazon, the usual places. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.